Yeah, I'll do it. Give me like, I don't know, 7 minutes. 5 minutes isn't long enough. I need like 2 more minutes on top of that. I'm tired. I'm so tired. Besides, she's not even awake yet. No. Maybe we know when she's awake. She starts crying, usually. She's still sleeping. If I go over there, I'll just wake her up. 100%. Besides, it's my morning. I promise you, I'll be up. I'll wake up. You don't have to worry about it. Yes. I'll be up in a little bit. No, I won't fall back to sleep. I have an alarm set. No, it's not loud. It's a vibrating one. It's loud enough to wake me up. I won't wake the baby. You need to sleep, though. You're exhausted still. Yeah. I know you want to be up because you constantly just want to be with the baby, but you gotta sleep. Your body needs it. I know. I'll be able to take care of her for a couple hours before you have to wake up properly. 1000%. We're a team, baby. The only thing I can't do is produce milk. That's like the only thing I can't do. Actually, maybe I can. Well, like, not me personally, but I think like men can lactate. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think babies, male babies lactate. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm just quoting science. I've never witnessed this. I don't know. No, I don't. I've never personally lactated. Yeah, not at this very moment. I have not lactated. No. Besides, even if I could, I don't think the baby. I don't. Maybe I could. I don't know. That's such a weird thought. Why did you put this in my head first thing in the morning? Yes, all I'm thinking about that scene from Family Guy. Where Stewie is. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. No, that'd be terrible. That would be deeply traumatic for both me and the baby. That won't happen. I'm not that tired. Oh man. That scene's just gonna be playing in my head the whole time. All morning. You pumped last night. There's like plenty of milk. I know, baby, I know. You don't have to remind me, I know. I appreciate it, but you don't have to. Besides, your job is to go back to sleep. This being awake nonsense isn't, no. Both of us don't need to be up. If both of us is up, then you might as well do it. There we go, yeah. And all of a sudden, someone's real tired again. I'll bring her to bed after. Yeah. Yeah, we totally need to get one of those cribs. It has to be on your side, though. I roll around way too much. I don't know. I think it'll fit on our bed. I'm pretty sure it will. No, I'm not falling back to sleep. I'm awake. I really want to go back to sleep. Every part of my body is just like so tired. But I'm up. I'm staying up. Of course, baby. It's our child. Of course, I'm going to be able to take care of her. I love you too. You know, I'm an okay dad. You're a very good mom. Waking up in the morning to take care of their child is like that's the most bottom of the bar. It's like that's not even a threshold to be a good dad. That's just being a parent. There's no attribute attached to that. That's just baseline parenthood. That's like, what, that's the bare minimum of what I need to do. Mm-hmm. There's so much more that I need to do to be a better parent. Well, I haven't had a chance yet. She's still like an infant. I gotta wait till she's like a toddler and, you know, teach her words and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to like teach her language. I'm like, I'm resisting the urge to do baby talk. You can't, you know. Oh my god, if we only did baby talk to our baby, we would, she would never develop language. She would be speaking like, just all the time. Yeah, that's not gonna, that's why you gotta like, you know, you're like, yeah, you're right. This is a cogent sign of anti-disestablishmentarianism. Your points are valid. I'm glad we're having this intellectual conversation, tiny baby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want any breakfast afterwards? Mm-hmm. Some kind of like peckish. I'm gonna make something. Mm-hmm. I can do eggs and toast. Such a weird thing. It's not weird having eggs and toast, but like when you do eggs in a basket, right? I just throw away the circle. I feel like I should do something with the circle. I don't know. Maybe do an inverted one, like take out the yolk from an egg and put the circle in the center and have a toast on egg. Oh no, yeah, I know, I'm aware the yolk's the best part. That would be counterintuitive. If you want to be healthy, that's what I'd do. It'd be all egg white and just a little bit of wheat toast in the center. That sounds terrible. That sounds miserable. Mm-hmm. This is a non-healthy food household. It's all egg yolk. All egg yolk all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why we buy eggs anymore. We should just buy that, like, yeah, like the milk carton of just yolk. You're very anti-egg white. No, I'm very anti-egg. Eggs belong in cakes and cookies and batter for, like, tempura. I'm trying to think what else does eggs belong in. No, you don't eat eggs. Eggs are for other things. They're for houses and for baked goods. They're not for eating. Mm-hmm. Your love of breakfast eggs is maddening to me. This breakfast is like French toast, which is, I guess, another egg-based thing, but it's not egg. It's like egg on toast, but in a good way. Or like pancakes, another egg-based breakfast, but it's a good kind of egg. Or like, you know, hash browns, no eggs. Bacon, no eggs. Cereal, no eggs. Potatoes don't have eggs in it. That's all breakfast stuff. Yeah, that sounds like a really heavy breakfast. Oh no. Yeah, I know. I'm getting up. Oh, I love you too. Go right to sleep. I got the baby.